Kevin Gilbert, Secretary of the Rock Football Club,
as part of Damien Carter's HSC Australian History Option. It was recorded on the 3rd of September, 1991, at the Rock Social Rooms. How long have you been associated with the club?
Well, I started playing football with the club in the under-17s. It was under-17s or it was under-16 at that time. So that would be back in about 56. 55, I suppose. And I had a break for a couple of years when the kids were born. And I've virtually been with them all the time. Except that I wasn't doing any administration or anything when the kids were born.
Have you held any other positions with the club and in the league? And if so, what were they?
Yeah, I was I've been on the committee of officer for in the early 70s, I suppose, until we, I think I was treasurer for about 8 years of officer, and that went right through to when we folded up, and I've been on the committee of Rock since the inception, and I've been the secretary of Rock for the last 8 years. I've been vice president as well for quite a few years before that. I think the only position I haven't held on the at all has been I haven't been a prisoner. I've always been treasurer or secretary.
When you were a player, did you participate in any finals?
Yes, I played in the 1961 Premiership side. That's the only grand final we were in. And other than that, we weren't in the finals any time when I played. I did play in junior finals, under 17s finals. We got beaten by Beaconsfield one day. It was, I think, in the preliminary final, or the first semi. And but that's the only final I've been in about the juniors 1 year and in the grand final for the seniors.
Right. Can you describe how the club changed from officer to join with Riftdale and Cadir to form Rock?
Yes, we had a meeting with the Riftdale committee, and we spoke to them about our difficulties we were having. And they were having the same difficulties, or not starting to get the same sort of difficulties. So we decided that we would get together and amalgamate with them. We had a meeting and we put about half a dozen from each club had to be on the committee, and we formed a new committee, and then we met with the West Gippsland Football League to discuss colours. They all came down and they sat with us and asked us what colours we would use, because Riftdale were St Kilda colours and Officer were Fitzroy colour. Now, Pakenham had Fitzroy, or near enough to it, so we couldn't wear Fitzroy one. And Currumburra, who also were in the West Gippsland League, had St Kilda colours. So we had to go for a new colour. Now, why, I don't know, but we just said, well, how about we use North Melbourne colours? Well, at that stage, they said, yeah, no one's got North Melbourne colours. So we took North Melbourne colours. But ever since that day, we've had trouble, because Nana Goon, who have got a Geelong style jumper, but don't wear the same Geelong colour. They're wearing North Melbourne colours on a Geelong style jumper, and of course it's created different problems that the jumpers seem to clash. But we were admitted with no recrimination or anything when we first started. They said that it was quite okay to use a North Melbourne jumper.
Okay, what was the club like when you first started? The club playing and what was it physically like?
Well, it was a lot different than it is nowadays, because there wasn't many, most young blokes were playing football and that. They didn't have motorbikes or any of that sort of thing to get around anywhere, so they couldn't sort of just float off to Dandenong or anything on a Saturday. They had to sort of get where they could sort of go by sort of walking or something. There was not much train service or bus service. And in effect was now, you know, no trains like there are today. There'd only be one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And so they virtually all played football then or done something like that. So, but the entertainment was entirely different too, because there was no hotels, sort of cabarets and all these sort of things around the area. It all sort of centred around home entertainment. When you finished at the football, you went to someone's place and you might have had a barbecue and played euchre or played around the piano or anything like that. But they were sort of up the hall. We used to often have things like dead balls or they put on the play and you have your Uncle Dave there on the ukulele and that sort of thing. You know, that sort of had to be sort of entertainment made up by the blokes and the blokes taking part in it. And but nowadays they've all got discos to go to and late licenses of hotels and all this sort of entertainment, so it's very hard to cater for them nowadays.
Can you describe how people travelled to the games during the early history of the club?
Well, the early part that I can remember, we used to go on, I think in the early years there was Herbie O'Neill used to take a truck, but I don't recall that, but the earliest one I recall is Pigeons used to have a truck where they'd have a tarp up over the back and they'd have hall seats going around it. And we'd all pile the back of that and off they'd go with the bus, with the truck. We'd get there on that and we'd all come home in it. And that's how they used to travel in the early times. I don't think that it'd be probably a few go by cars, but a lot of people would climb onto the truck and off we'd go.
Okay. How long ago were the new social rooms built?
They were built in... just trying to think of the year. It's on the board up there too. They would have been open... I'm not quite sure. I suppose they'd be open now... about 6 or 7 years, I suppose. I would have been the treasurer's secretary, I think, when they were open, so they were probably about 6 years, I suppose.
Right.
I'll get you the date on that up there. It's the board there, but it's on that plaque. It'd be probably 6 years old.
Right, 7 years old. Are there any planned improvements to the current facilities in the near future?
Well, we hope to upgrade the social rooms if we can. We did get had some plans up at the drafting office at Pakenham just to give us an idea on which is the most feasible way to extend when we do, because we're just looking at in the future if Officer grows, we will need a bigger room, and the room is not only used for football. Our room up here is used for a multitude of things throughout the community. The fire brigade use it, the cricket use it, various people use it for 21st and things like that. So we thought that eventually if we can extend, we'd sort of plan to get underway with that sort of thing. And, we've had a plan sort of drawn up because it's a matter of which way we move, whether we move the wall out, which is going towards the social, the change rooms, and then it would probably be cheaper and we go into the first half of the change room and block it off and then build a new room separate for, say, either us or the business.
Okay. Thanks a lot.